Unit 2. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 11. Do you fancy going out for dinner sometime this week? There's a great new Thai restaurant nearby we could try.
I'd love to go out for dinner, but to be honest, I'm not that keen on Thai food.
Question. What does the woman mean? Twelve. Okay, shall we make a start? I hope we can come up with some ideas as to why we've run into a few problems with the new system.
We need to go back over exactly how the new system differs from the old one first.
Question. What has happened to the new system? Thirteen. Can I just interrupt a moment? I think our sales performance has dramatically improved.
Sorry, John. I'm not quite with you. It is far from optimal in this good year.
Question. What are they discussing?
Fourteen. So, if I understand you correctly, you're saying we got it wrong somewhere at the early planning stage.
I'm afraid so.
Question. What does the man mean? Fifteen. Well, I've been giving it quite a bit of thought over the last week. My view is that the worker should be fired tomorrow.
Okay, could you please let me have a brief report on that by tomorrow morning?
Question. What will the woman probably do?
Sixteen. I've booked a table for 7 p.m. tomorrow at that Italian restaurant I mentioned. It's just round the corner from where you work. Shall we meet there or have a drink somewhere else first?
Why don't we have a quick drink at the Red Lion Pub first?
Question. Where will they have their dinner?
Seventeen. On behalf of our company, I'd like to present you a gift, Mr. Johnson. I hope you like it.
Oh, thank you. It's exactly what I want. Ah, it's quite novel to me.
Question. What does the man think of the gift? Eighteen. Right after receiving the inquiry of your company, I made a quotation to you. But till now, we haven't got any news from you.
Sorry, madam. I'll check it up.
Question. What is the woman complaining about?
Now you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
So, what do you mean by a supplier, Tom?
A supplier is a company that sells goods to a shop, like us.
Right. So if we need goods, we go to a supplier. For all the goods we stock here, there are various suppliers we use, and we try to stay in contact with all of them so that we can get the best offers. So how do we compare the offers?
By making an inquiry. That is, we can write a letter of inquiry to each supplier. Then we can get information from them.
Can we make an inquiry by phone?
Sure. Here is the book, the Sports Equipment Trade Journal. It gives details of all the trade suppliers. So when we need stock, we check for suppliers here and then phone round for their quotes.
Can we ask the suppliers to fax us their quotes?
Yes, to fax us their quotes is better and faster.
So what details do we expect the suppliers to fax?
Price, special discounts, delivery costs, delivery time, and other items.
I see. So now we've got the best quote, and how do we place the order?
Using our order form, and send it or fax it to the supplier. This is the order form here. As you can see, it shows our name here, the supplier's name here, and our order number. Below that, we write the details of the order. Item name, item reference number, number of units, and the unit price. At the bottom, we write the agreed date from the supplier's fax and the delivery address, which is our address here.
Here's the place to sign your name on, right?
Right. In fact, the manager in charge is the only person who can sign for orders, so all order forms will need to go to him.
Thank you for your detailed instructions.
You're welcome.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. Why should they keep in touch with all the suppliers?
20. Which is not mentioned in the passage as a way of making an inquiry?
21. Where do they write the agreed date from the supplier's fax?
22. Why should all the order forms go to the manager in charge?
2.
More and more emphasis on service and higher customer expectations as well. Do you think so, Jack?
Right. Many customers have done their homework before they go into the store, and they ask all the right questions.
You'd think they knew the products in detail. So, we have to supply our customers with not only high-quality products, but also best service.
Of course, it's not only the customers. I've had a few problems with our field salesmen, saying that they've found our people in the headquarters unhelpful.
That's our technical colleagues, of course. In fact, my region surveys show there's been some improvement in the sales force since this time last year when we discussed this same problem.
So, what's the training plan for the sales force, Anne?
The training plan was made last week. We've got 3 regions, North, South and West. For each region, we've got different training programs. Here's the dates for each training program.
What courses will be offered then?
There are 5 courses. The first is the Sales Communication course. That's a 3-day module, and it will be offered in the headquarters in week 6 to all new sales staff.
Any new course in the training plan?
Sure, it's interpersonal skills. It's especially designed for sales personnel. It'll be held in week 9 for the Northern region, week 10 for the South, and week 11 for the West. and each course is followed with a short questionnaire which helps us get a little feedback.
That's necessary. I've got a few other points I'd like to discuss with you.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What is the purpose of the training plan?
Which is a new training course?
25. Why is it necessary for them to give the trainees a questionnaire after each course?
3. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Passage 1.
Solar power, or solar energy, has been considered as the new solution to a wide variety of energy-related problems over the years. In reality, mankind has been using solar power in its many varieties since the dawn of man. Green plants use the energy of the sun to convert water and carbon dioxide to complex sugars and carbohydrates, in a process called photosynthesis. Mankind has used those chemicals for food and fuel since the beginning of mankind. Direct heating of buildings or water is a simple form of solar energy used. While mankind has made houses and other buildings to use this energy to advantage, it was only in the 1970s that serious study was made of ways to passively heat living spaces and water using solar energy. Active solar heating systems use a working fluid to collect the sun's energy and move it to where it can perform work. Since the energy from the sun is delivered via electromagnetic radiation, it is possible to directly convert that radiation to electricity. There are also indirect means for converting solar radiation to electricity. Direct conversion of solar radiation to heat or electricity is a modern usage of that power, but humanity has been using the energy of photosynthesis, of blowing wind, and of flowing water for thousands of years. All of these types of energy trace their origins back to the sun.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. When did mankind begin to use the solar energy?
27. How do green plants use the solar energy?
28. How is the energy from the sun delivered?
29. How do active solar heating systems work? 2. At the start of the Great Depression, there was no welfare system in place. Lower industrial production led to mass unemployment and many unemployed found themselves without a home or food for their families. For many, these hardships changed their outlook on life after the Depression years. For some, building up security through material possessions became an obsession. They became very frugal and were very careful with their savings so as to protect their families from similar hardships in the future. Many wealthy people were affected by the Great Depression as well. Stock market investors had substantial losses, and those living a good lifestyle on goods bought on higher purchase had to be careful to avoid getting behind in their payments. The whole industrialized world was affected by the Great Depression. Global trade decreased significantly when countries introduced trade tariffs to protect their own domestic economies. Reducing tax revenue resulted in lower government spending, which in turn led to even lower demand for consumer goods. In the United States, the lasting effects of the Great Depression were the New Deal programs introduced by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The U.S. government became much more closely involved in social concerns and laid the foundation for the larger role of the federal government in both the economic and welfare areas. The Great Depression ended in 1939 as the world increased the production of war materials with the outbreak of the Second World War. War production increased the jobs, and hence large amounts of money were reintroduced to circulate in the economy.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30. Why did many people become very frugal and careful with their savings?
31. Why did many countries introduce trade tariffs during the Great Depression?
32. Why did the outbreak of the Second World War end the Great Depression?
3. Things may well have changed in schools from what they were 30 years ago. But way back then, learning was done through knowledge and information acquired through games, hands-on experience, and even whilst playing with building blocks. Some will argue that education is mostly knowledge and learning, and this is true, but equally true is that learning without an element of fun will not be as effective as teachers who inject an element of fun and enjoyment into their classes. Young children need to enjoy themselves, and by incorporating fun things to do in their learning experience, they are far more likely to want more. Children develop their own personalities and other social skills through playing with other children and the staff who look after them on a daily basis, and therefore good early learning educators should realize this and schedule their activities accordingly. It is crucial to make sure the children of today have fun whenever possible. They have happy schooling and happy homes. Confidence in young children is extremely important, as it allows them to grow into hopefully intelligent and responsible young adults and beyond. Parents have a crucial role to play in making sure they have the skills and ability to sometimes say no to ever-demanding children. Some parents find it very difficult to refuse their children anything they ask for, and therefore when these children attend nursery or daycare centers, the staff are finding them difficult to deal with.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. What is the main idea of this passage?
34. According to this passage, how do children develop their own personalities and other social skills?
How to make sure that the children of today have fun whenever possible.
3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
First reading.
Here's something men are good at: dropping dead of heart disease. Every year, cardiovascular problems cause nearly half of US male deaths, a third of them by complete surprise. Every year, scientists discover new ways men can protect their hearts. Surgery may not be the best way to avoid a heart attack or sudden cardiac death. Many measures are probably familiar: not smoking, controlling cholesterol and blood pressure, exercising regularly, eating a low-fat diet, and staying at a healthy weight. The new dietary advice is actually based on a rather old finding that it is healthy to eat a low-fat diet. A study shows that heart disease was rare in the Mediterranean and Asian regions, where vegetables, grains, fruits, beans, and fish were the dietary mainstays. But in countries like Finland and the United States, where plates were typically filled with red meat, cheese, and other foods rich in saturated fats, heart disease and cardiac deaths were epidemic. The heart-healthy Mediterranean diet is not really low in fat, but its main sources of fat, olive oil and oily fish, as well as nuts, seeds, and certain vegetables, help to prevent heart disease by improving cholesterol ratios and reducing inflammation. The newest advice is to get the highly sensitive C-reactive protein test, or hsCRP. A study reported in the New England Journal of Medicine found that this blood test is twice as effective as a standard cholesterol test in predicting heart attacks and strokes. It measures the levels of a specific blood protein that indicates that you have inflamed heart arteries, the kind that rupture and cause heart failure.
Second reading.
Here's something men are good at: dropping dead of heart disease. Every year, cardiovascular problems cause nearly half of US male deaths, a third of them by complete surprise. Every year, scientists discover new ways men can protect their hearts. Surgery may not be the best way to avoid a heart attack or sudden cardiac death. Many measures are probably familiar: not smoking, controlling cholesterol and blood pressure, exercising regularly, eating a low-fat diet, and staying at a healthy weight. The new dietary advice is actually based on a rather old finding that it is healthy to eat a low-fat diet. A study shows that heart disease was rare in the Mediterranean and Asian regions, where vegetables, grains, fruits, beans and fish were the dietary mainstays. but in countries like Finland and the United States, where plates were typically filled with red meat, cheese, and other foods rich in saturated fats, heart disease and cardiac deaths were epidemic. The heart-healthy Mediterranean diet is not really low in fat, but its main sources of fat, olive oil and oily fish, as well as nuts, seeds, and certain vegetables, help to prevent heart disease by improving cholesterol ratios and reducing inflammation. The newest advice is to get the highly sensitive C-reactive protein test, or hsCRP. A study reported in the New England Journal of Medicine found that this blood test is twice as effective as a standard cholesterol test in predicting heart attacks and strokes. It measures the levels of a specific blood protein that indicates that you have inflamed heart arteries, the kind that rupture and cause heart failure.
Final reading.
Here's something men are good at: dropping dead of heart disease. Every year, cardiovascular problems cause nearly half of U.S. male deaths, a third of them by complete surprise. Every year, scientists discover new ways men can protect their hearts. Surgery may not be the best way to avoid a heart attack or sudden cardiac death. Many measures are probably familiar: not smoking, controlling cholesterol and blood pressure, exercising regularly, eating a low-fat diet, and staying at a healthy weight. The new dietary advice is actually based on a rather old finding that it is healthy to eat a low-fat diet. A study shows that heart disease was rare in the Mediterranean and Asian regions, where vegetables, grains, fruits, beans, and fish were the dietary mainstays. But in countries like Finland and the United States, where plates were typically filled with red meat, cheese, and other foods rich in saturated fats, heart disease and cardiac deaths were epidemic. The heart-healthy Mediterranean diet is not really low in fat, but its main sources of fat, olive oil and oily fish, as well as nuts, seeds, and certain vegetables, help to prevent heart disease by improving cholesterol ratios and reducing inflammation. The newest advice is to get the highly sensitive C-reactive protein test, or hsCRP. A study reported in the New England Journal of Medicine found that this blood test is twice as effective as a standard cholesterol test in predicting heart attacks and strokes. It measures the levels of a specific blood protein that indicates that you have inflamed heart arteries, the kind that rupture and cause heart failure.